Strap yourselves in, people. I'm going on tour for the first time ever, and I am so here for it, bringing our wild and wonderful Glad We Had This Chat podcast to a venue near you. Promising you an unforgettable night of unbridled honesty, unfiltered opinions, F-bombs and fearlessness, come join me and a stellar lineup of special guests as we talk all things skincare and beauty, along with frank discussions about life's adventures, challenges, highlights and joys, with exclusive on-stage skincare demos, entertaining Q&As and a healthy dose of unscripted hilarity. This is Caroline Hirons, me, live and apparently on steroids. It's happening. Get your tickets now at carolinehirons.com and secure your spot. Here we are, folks. The most insanely efficacious, sensorial, luxurious cleansing balm in the world has landed. I don't need to tell you what it takes to put my name to a cleansing balm, and this one had one mother of a brief. The Skin Rocks Cleansing Balm is the best balm ever created, and one I would choose every single time over anything I've ever used. 5 roller coaster years of fearless ambition, sky-high expectation, tears, triumphs, and F-bombs. No pressure then, but what a result. Undoubtedly my most anticipated product, this was by far the hardest to make. The texture and crunch that took 4 years to perfect, its ability to decimate literally everything on your face, the R-in-a-jar scent, the paperweight heavy hot pink glass, I mean literally everything I adore in a cleanser has been distilled into one glorious jar and it is absolutely spectacular. Transforming from a solid balm to a rich replenishing oil, this barrier nourishing balm is formulated with the same innovative lipid advanced complex as the support oil to deliver supreme skin barrier support and help improve skin firmness, elasticity and hydration. There is simply nothing like it. It's £55, it's ready and waiting, and there is no dupe. Welcome back to Glad We Had This Chat, and this is Listener's Questions with Davinia Taylor. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. I'm 41 and going through the perimenopause. I'm completely exhausted and experiencing low moods that often make it hard to get out of bed or leave the house. My doctor has suggested I go on antidepressants, oh, shocking, which I've taken before in my 20s but didn't have a great experience with. I would prefer to address my symptoms naturally. What are your tips for tackling the perimenopause without resorting to medication?
So she could actually go back to said doctor and say, any chance of looking at my thyroid? Mm-hmm. That could be something that's like lowering everything, because I find that most women seem to have had, particularly our generations, have been had their thyroid absolutely abused because of the pill, because of pregnancies, because of, yeah, guess what, perimenopause as well. So that might be something that might need medication. Mm-hmm. I mean, I take a thyroid support that I sell anyway, but it will work with levothyroxine, which can sometimes you can get tolerant to, so be careful of that, but it might be the boost she needs. Otherwise, definitely have a look at ketones as a brain fuel. That's yep. That's what put the lights on for me, because I was flatline in bed. I couldn't be asked taking the baby for a walk. I'd go to Sainsbury's and I'd turn around if there wasn't a parking space next to the disabled. I'd just go, I'll order it online, because I couldn't be asked walking 5 steps.
Yep.
You know, so I was very sack it. So ketones really helped me, and you can get exogenous ketones now. They're quite expensive, but that might be a shot you need. It's called Delta G from Oxford University.
Oh,
they taste like gin.
Oh.
But that could be something she could look into just to give her brain something. But otherwise, a cheat way to do it would be a teaspoon of MCT oil.
Oh, a cheat way. I like that. Mm. I'm in my late 20s and have been dealing with a flare-up of hormonal acne for the past year. It's frustrating and has really affected my self-esteem. I've tried various skincare products and treatments, but nothing seems to work consistently. I feel overwhelmed and embarrassed, especially when my skin flares up right before important social events. What are some effective ways to manage hormonal acne, both in terms of skincare and lifestyle changes? I'd love any advice on how to cope with the emotional side of this as well.
Oh,
right, God. I've got no age. Oh, late 20s. Fine, oh, okay.
I wonder if she's got PCOS. I wonder if that's testosterone. I mean, there's a girl in our office who's got that actually, there's a supplement I mentioned earlier called DIM. Maybe she should speak to a practitioner about seeing if her liver's not clearing properly and there's hormones getting stuck in there. But it could be PCOS, polycystic, or it could be the fact that she's not detoxing her estrogen enough and it's getting stuck in the liver, which always reflects in the skin. Mm. A practitioner will help her talk through DIM and calcium deglucorate, super easy to take.
And what kind of practitioner are you talking about?
I'd probably go for a functional doctor who will get to the root cause rather than a regular GP who'll probably give you something for the acne. You want to know what's happening on the inside.
Why is it coming
first?
Up?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, when you've got things like stress and stuff, that sounds like she probably needs more GABA in a system. GABA is our anti-anxiety hormone. You can get that by taking L-theanine. L-theanine is an amino acid found in green and black tea, and you can buy it on, I sell it called Calm, but you can get it in most health food stores now. L-theanine, it really, really calms you down, particularly if you've got the heebie-jeebies about the event. It's great.
And if skincare-wise, I would say don't change everything drastically. Don't use, when people get spots, they tend to panic and go into drying out mode, and they'd use really strong cleansers. Really, they change from an oil-based moisturiser to a water-based moisturiser, so then their skin dries out and they have the spots. I would say you really need to look at your skincare, keep it basic, try a vitamin A, maybe get a prescription one like Dermatica or Skin and Me, but the stress will make it worse, and it's hard because you have to just keep going. You know, in the short term, you have to buy good concealer if you're worried about people seeing it. But I do think it's different these days. I mean, there are loads of people in my office who wear the spot stickers. It's almost like a sign of pride. Imagine in our day, it was like, conceal it, never look in the mirror, you'd die mortified. But now,
at school, you had Clearasil sort of like stick. It was like bright pink. I mean,
I know, and now they're like, look at my big spots with all the stars on it and stuff. I mean, all power to them.
Yeah, power to them.
Better than being worried about it. My daughter is heading off to university soon, and she's expressed a desire to start taking contraception for the first time. As her mum, I want to support her decision, but I don't know what method of contraception to suggest. There are so many options available, and I worry about the side effects and health risks. I feel like this is a question for doctors, not us. What is the best option for a young girl entering early adulthood?
I think the coil, isn't it?
I was going to say the coil.
I mean, it's just
the
coil.
I mean, they'd still give you the hormones locally.
Yeah.
But you can, I mean, they don't even do the copper coil anymore. They don't even do it anymore. I had that when I was younger.
I mean, God, I mean, I wouldn't know what to do with my daughter, because I know that the pill does stop you absorbing vitamins. It can cause weight gain. It can cause
spots, depression.
It can cause spots. It can wreck the thyroid.
But it also
stops you getting.
It's a gamble.
It's like one of those, isn't it? It's one of those. It's like you've got to do what's right for you. I mean,
I know this is a sideline, but if she's going to university, where all of that a few years ago, when the whole thing spiked with mumps again, it started at unis.
Yeah.
Because they go to uni, what do? They all start shagging. I would make sure that she is sleeping with someone who uses a condom.
Yes.
That's what I would do.
Yeah. Bag up.
Bag up, babe. I would say, buy her some condoms and say, I don't want to mess with my hormones just yet.
Yeah.
Strap on, babe, or we're not
going.
Well,
yeah, because, I mean, imagine what weird shit.
You don't know what else they're going to have.
Mm. Oh, I know. Boys are gross, babe.
They really are. Ew. My son and his wife practice gentle parenting. Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay. My son and his wife practice. Oh, this is the wrong people to ask. My son and his wife practice gentle parenting with my two grandchildren. I look after them once a week and have noticed how sensitive they are and how they often get their own way. I know I may be called old fashioned, but I'm concerned my grandchildren will grow up with no boundaries. Do you think it's better for children to be raised with tough love and discipline, or do today's more empathetic approaches make more sense to you? Why does everything have to be black and white? It's bang in the middle.
Yeah, it's a bit of both,
isn't
it?
Bang in the middle.
I mean, I'm sorry, but if my kid was running out in the street, gets a smack across the back of the legs. Yeah.
Where are you going?
Yeah, you're going to get hit by him bus. Yeah. And I can't help it because I'm scared.
Yeah.
But as long as I tell them, listen, I'm sorry I swore, sorry I shouted. I just thought you were going to get crushed by a bus, and then my life flashed before me.
Yeah.
I tell them if I lose
because
my
shit. Because if something happens to you, I'll die.
Yes, exactly. I always tell them, whereas my dad used to just blow his top and that was the end of that.
Yeah.
I'd like try and say, sorry, boys. The reason why I'm kicking off about you not cleaning your teeth is, I mean,
your
it is every
fall out
day,
every
though.
Day.
It is every day. I'm like, well, that's manky.
I think it's bang in the middle. I have to say, I'm not someone who is, we use indoor voices.
No,
like,
no,
if you're being a dick, I'm going to tell you you're being a dick.
How can I? I've never used an indoor voice in my frigging life.
I have two grandchildren, coincidentally. I think I've been set up here. This might be my kid. I have two grandchildren, and I would say I'm stricter on things like please and thank you than they are.
Yeah.
But I don't make a big deal of it. I'm just like, please, thank you. But I also do it when they don't say it to their parents. But I don't think I overstep. And they're very well behaved. I mean, obviously, the boy can be feral. He's the second child. He's a boy. He supposedly throws himself off things. You're like, where's the kid? Oh, he's flying through the air. Great.
Of course.
You're like, rah! But I think you can be in the middle. I'm not big on tough love. I think you should let little boys cry. You know, like it's all that kind of thing. But just be in the middle. You don't have to be all, oh, no, we mustn't ever upset them. And life is a trigger warning. Life doesn't come with a trigger warning, babe. That's not how it happens. But equally, I think they like a routine.
Yeah.
Like my daughter-in-law got a sleep trainer in. Best thing. She's a genius. Those kids sleep from 6:30 to 7.
Oh, my God.
12 and a half hours, not half an hour.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
They love their sleep. They have a routine. They go down and they have their moments of being wild and stuff. But my kids, they've done a great job. You know,
it's the best lesson you can give them is sleep. I mean, sleep. Just to be able to sleep.
That's my number one advice. When you have a baby and people are like, oh, they're asleep on me, get that kid off you and put it in its own
yes.
bed.
But actually, by time number four, there was no car seats, nothing, no baby gates, nothing. It was just like, fend for yourself.
Yeah, literally. Like, hold on, strap on.
Yeah.
Literally. Yeah. I mean, I remember, but it is with the little one. Like, I remember the boys would put Max on a duvet. So there's 10 years between the two groups. So they're 2001 and 2004 and 1991 and 1994. So for, you know, 4 or 5 months out of the year, there's exactly 10 years between both groups. And they would be literally pulling the quilt, and Max, my baby, would be going down the front like this, and I'd be like, "Wah!"
They're so tough.
Only now, yeah, it's just. That's... But Max is like the chilled. He's the chill
yeah,
one.
Yeah, completely.
He's the chill one. He's the one that everyone gets on with. He's just Mr. Chill. His favourite animal is a sloth.
Lovely.
That's Max. Cheers. Okay, that's the gentle parenting. We said no.
No.
My 10-year-old has just been diagnosed with ADHD, and I want to know how best to help him manage his symptoms at home and at school. He has trouble focusing and often feels frustrated with himself. What can I do to help him? Oh, God.
Okay, so first of all, the school have got to step in. There's a really good company called the Sunshine Support who help you navigate the bullshit and the bureaucracy.
We never had any of this.
No. And they are amazing, and they've been fabulous with me. And fabulous at showing me how really bad the system is.
Oh, yeah.
And how the schools just go...
Just pay more attention.
But beyond that, you know, they've got a special classroom and they end up isolating them it is ridiculous what's going on. So Sunshine Support Group, they're really good. I think they're based in Sheffield. I've had her on a live before. Head there, because it's not always medication that's needed.
No.
If I could get my son, who's got ADHD, on a ketogenic diet or more ketogenic, I would do, but I can't because he's in school.
Yeah.
So there's nothing I can do about it.
No.
You know, so I just give him as much protein as I can. I give him as much keto powder as I can in the protein. He likes it. We've got a protein powder that's like Oreo flavour. Mm. I made it because he likes it. I mean, that's ridiculous to bring out a whole protein with 1,000. But thinking if my son likes it, at least he's getting the amino acids.
Like yeah.
And at least he's getting MCTs that convert to ketones that sit in his brain. And do you know what? I'm just not going to sweat. If he doesn't get all his GCSEs, freaking out.
See,
I've never used
key.
The GCSE in my life.
No, that's key for me, is the pressure we put on kids. Yeah. So my main takeaway would be, you have to remind the school that the kid's got ADHD. It is a real thing. People say it's overdiagnosed. I think it's just diagnosed.
Yeah.
It's not overdiagnosed. It is what it is. And let the kid chase their passion. Don't force them to do maths.
In German.
If they love biology.
I know.
If they love biology, throw everything you can at them with the biology.
I mean, as soon as my son shows a slight inclining for, say, history, I'm like, right, that's it.
Henry VIII.
Yeah, oh, and he's like, well, steady, chill out. I only mentioned the Tudors in passing.
There are a few things in life that just keep on giving for $3.99 a month. A floppy fuel station sarnie, one small cup of bougie overpriced coffee. I don't think so. Or for the same price, you could be getting a month's worth of skincare insights and know-how from yours truly. A wealth of fresh, expertly written articles on all things skincare and beauty. From our free to download version for essential educational content to our elevated premium experience, the SkinRocks app will revolutionize how you shop and learn about skincare. Whether you're a novice building your first routine, an aficionado wanting deep scientific expertise, or someone looking for the inside scoop on beauty newness, it's all in one pocket-friendly place on the SkinRocks app. With simple-to-use functions that let you filter for your personal profile, save your favorite content, and explore a vast product library with ease, it's no wonder it's called the Google of skincare. Unlock a world of incredible premium content for just $3.99 a month, $34.99 a year, or get a special discount via the podcast with code CHPOD to get £10 off your annual subscription. I'm 52 and have recently started HRT 3 weeks ago. I'm experiencing unexpected side effects such as anxiety and headaches. I'm feeling overwhelmed and unsure if I should continue, as I'm yet to see any benefits. Should I stick it out?
I wonder if she's got that progesterone intolerance, because some people have that.
And they usually put you on progesterone first, which is weird.
That's an odd one.
It's
I think
weird.
You should put testosterone in first.
Yeah. And although you don't need one, they say you don't need a blood test to get medication for HRT. No, but you do need a blood test to get the right medication. I had to go private.
Yeah, of course.
I had to go private. I just had to. You know, I went to the NHS. I mean, they gave me the bog standard.
Yeah, but they don't learn about it in med school. Like, they don't learn about nutrition.
Half a day.
Funny that. But yeah, if I were her, I'd start looking at symptoms of progesterone intolerance and maybe say
you
that
have
to
be your own advocate. And also, there's the Balance app, which is Dr. Louise Newsome. There's loads of doctors that I follow online. You can probably find them through me because most of the doctors I follow are menopausal doctors.
Yeah.
So you can go to my Instagram, look at who I follow. There's any female doctor is either a derm or a vag doctor.
Did you do vag doctor? Balding vag doctor.
Danny DeVito vag.
Did you do a Dutch test? You know, the dry urine test?
No.
You didn't do that?
What's that?
Okay, so that's where it shows you your metabolites of hormones. It's better than a blood test, which will only show you a snapshot in
How
that
do I get one of
time.
Them? I mean, I'm already hooked up, but...
But it's just interesting to see what you're metabolising and what your liver's doing. Like I was talking about, you know, estrogen getting stuck in the system. Dutch, nothing to do with Holland. Just dry urine hormone
something,
test.
Yeah,
Dutch test. You can get them. Most practitioners will do it. Like, I'm sure Louise will do it. Mm. Yeah, it's really interesting that. It's a bit faffy, like weeing on a stick.
No, it's
your
not.
First
You've had four kids.
Yeah,
you don't have to wee anywhere. Yeah, I can pee into a bucket from a mile away,
mate. You
rise
into a can on
I'm
the
like,
M6.
I'm like, oh, here we go.
I've literally done it in a can on the M6. Yeah.
Do you know what I love is when people come out, when you're in the antenatal bit of a hospital and you see the girls coming out the toilet and you think, I'm not shaking your hand for the next 2 hours. You know where your hands have to go.
Yeah.
We know what it entails.
It's awful.
It's not like
a
bloke.
It's really horrible.
Try and catch.
I mean, it's horrible.
Try and catch.
It's horrible.
It's like trying to catch water and a sprinkler on and going, get a bit of that.
It's awful. I mean, have we not evolved from this?
Pee into that pot that's made for a man.
No.
This long shape, it's phallic shaped.
The patriarch again.
Again. I'd like something a bit more bucket shaped, please.
But wider.
Wider, like Mean Girls.
Fucking bullseye.
So I have a wet set vagina and a heavy flow. The other thing I would say is, if you are experiencing side effects, and I would say keep constant conversation with your doctor. I had to go back 3 times before I got the right fit for me. I would also say, as much as you do not want to, get off your ass and go for a walk. Just get off your ass and do something. Because when I was that 52, I was much younger with me. I started HRT at 50, but I was definitely perimenopausal from like early 40s onwards. I had no energy to do anything. And I think if I had started then taking care of myself the way I am now, my last 10 years would have been massively different.
I agree. And I was someone who hated, I still hate walking actually. I prefer jogging. So what I always
can't
say
relate.
To my followers.
Hard can't relate.
But
I feel like my bladder would fall out going back to the bladder.
But that's another thing. Because obviously I've had 4 kids. But when I started running it, I used to run around Hyde Park and there's like 5 loos. I used to stop at every one. And it's 20p. And to spend a penny.
I love
like,
how tight you are. I love
it. I know. Like, no, I'm jumping. So I'd jump the bollards and then I'd have a week. But then, only after a couple of weeks, I'd miss one out.
You'd miss one out.
And then I'd done a marathon without it.
You get stronger.
But what was I saying? Oh, yeah. So my tip is to get starting running. First of all, look at nootropics because all movement begins in the brain. Mm-hmm. It doesn't begin in your legs or your feet. It begins in the brain.
Yeah.
So if you have dopamine, you will go for a run. And my thing is get 3 of your favourite songs.
Yeah.
Like yours would be like Duran, wouldn't it?
I've got a good dance playlist. I wouldn't run to Duran Duran.
But I mean, I don't know.
It's not poppy enough really for me.
Well, I mean.
I need rock music. I would run to rock music.
So what my thing is and how I got going was I walk for the verse and jog for the chorus. And that's 3 songs. That's 15 minutes. Your 3 favourite songs. I used to really like, I used to get goosebumps from Huey Lewis in the News. You know, I think it was the soundtrack to Back to the Future. It reminded me
Parrot
of like.
Love.
Yeah, it reminded me of Junior Disco. And trying to get off.
How funny is that?
And so that took me right. That emotional memory, boom, clicked in an emotional response. My brain chemistry changed, and I was able to jog through joy for that chorus.
Yeah.
And that's only about 30 seconds.
When did you start running?
So that would be. It was well because Matt started doing his flipping bro stuff. I was like, well, I'm going to do it as well. Mm. But it was only when I started that MCT. It's only when I realised that nootropics worked for me that I could use caffeine and L-theanine to motivate myself. I started like doing hot and cold showers. I started using an infrared sauna. All of a sudden, that boom changed everything.
And how old were you?
About 36.
So how long ago was that then?
So that's 10 years.
Wow, only 10 years. You look like you've been running for all your life.
And I've not. Running to the pub. I mean,
Fair.
That was it.
Fair. Okay, we're doing a this or that. This is quick fire.
Sure, I know, because I do go off.
Okay, you ready? Some of you are going to be like, nothing. It's absolutely fine. Just answer what you think.
Okay.
Boots or super drug?
Boots.
Bold eye or bold lip?
Eye.
Dewy or matte skin?
Dewy?
Yeah. Lipstick or lip gloss?
Lipstick.
Really? Mm. What lip did you like?
I've got one that I've had since...
Don't say 1982.
1995. And I've literally, Body Shop had the neutral one and it's got a slightly blue hinge to it. And I had to now use the Kiko one. And then I've got L'Oreal and it's like a sort of... It's come off now.
Nudie pink type
nudie
thing.
Pink. And I've had it since I was 15. Wow. It's pathetic. I've tried a red lip. I look awful. And another thing is I've tried my hair down and I look awful. I do look awful.
I would disagree, but okay.
I do look awful. I'll take it down. And you go, oh yeah, it doesn't suit you.
Put your hair up, God, you're offending me. My eyes,
like a drip. Anyway,
okay. AM routine or PM routine?
AM.
What do you do in the morning?
That's when I'm like really aggressive and getting ready to go out.
I'm running, my coffee, and do
my coffee, and do my running. And yes, I am the best mum in the world. Come off, fuck off.
Yeah, move your shoes.
Yeah,
brush
and
your
you
teeth.
Know what? I've just realised I didn't ring up the school to say Jude's not going to be in for swimming. That's the last thing he said to me last night.
Oh no.
Before I put him to bed, please, I don't want to do swimming tomorrow. I said, it's all right, I'll pull a sickie for you. And I've not, so he's had to do swimming in someone else in the borrowed kit.
Oh, you're terrible mother.
When I get home, Jude's going to kill me.
City break or country escape?
City.
Shopping online or shopping in store?
It's a bit of both.
Where would you do clothes? Because you hate clothes.
I'd probably TK Maxx, Zara. And then I just end up with more stuff. And then I get to the queue and then I leave it. And then I go home with nothing. And then I end up online.
Okay,
because
great.
I don't have patience.
I can't queue. And in Zara, queue. When they've got this new big hole thing where they want you to do it yourself. I'm like, I don't fucking work here.
Yeah, no.
Where's the staff?
No, exactly.
You want me to spend, potentially not me, but I could be spending hundreds of pounds. And you want me to serve myself, you cheeky fucking billionaire bastards.
Yeah.
Anyway, dogs or cats?
Dogs.
Cats.
Oh, but I had cats. I had Roxy. Roxy lived with me in Supernova Heights, the thing she's seen.
Oh,
she was 21, shouldn't she died?
Yeah, our cats died at 21, 22.
Really, like...
They didn't have quite the same excitement as your cat.
No, she was just looking at all
bopping
this
and
lunatics. Yeah, she must have had... I mean, the passive smoking situation was just... I mean, ooh.
Heels or flats?
I'm afraid to say gazelles right now. It's always flats, and that's pathetic.
Shoes or bags?
Oh, shoes.
You like a shoe?
Mm.
I like a handbag.
I should have a bag, but I just don't do bags and then I forget everything. I just have a back pocket.
Probably because you don't have a bag.
No, I'm like, I'm going to buy a bag and then I don't. And then I leave things in the wrong bag. It's chronic. It's chronic. I mean,
chronic.
I literally walk out the car with like stuff like this. There's a massive problem with me and a bag. If I just had a bag, my life would be great.
Just get a rucksack.
I've got a little rucksack.
Okay.
Comes with me.
Yeah.
And I've got all my kombucha
and then you don't have to worry about your hands forgetting it because it's strapped to your
back. Well, that's exactly what I do.
Literally.
Hmm.
I love that you've got a rucksack for your kombucha. Night in or night out?
In. Can't do out. Nice
in.
Knackered. Although I'm going to Hacienda on in December just for a bop because it starts really early at like 2 o'clock and finishes at like...
Wow.
I mean, I leave at 10. And I just like go and have a little rave, look at all the old faces. And I'm saying, are we still on it, love?
There's a new candle company that do candles all in the names of the clubs.
I saw it with the Hacienda.
And I was like, no, the Hacienda smelt like Elnet, smoke,
silk
and poor life decisions and silk cut.
Yeah, and there was a corner of weed. I remember it. That weed corner.
The Hacienda is the only venue I've ever been pulled out the front from.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I was too, like, I was like, get me out of this too much.
Oh, really? Oh, I love that.
I got pulled out the front back in the day.
Still hear it now.
Like, you're like, am I deaf or am I just blind and deaf?
Yeah, everything.
Everything. No. Ice bath or sauna?
Oh, sauna. But I need to have an ice bath to chase it for the high. So it's good to
burn.
But naturally, I will go, oh, yeah, let's have an ice sauna.
Run a marathon or climb a mountain?
Oh, run a marathon. EBGB's up there.
Nando's or Wagamama's?
Neither.
What's your takeout? If you do a takeout...
If we're going to do it properly, it'll be just skanky Chinese down the road.
Okay,
it'll just have to be.
Yeah.
Just like if we're going to go for
sweet
it...
Sweet and sour chicken and the usual.
Yeah, the usual.
And the next day you'll be like, I feel like death.
Well, yeah,
I'm going to
have to take it. But I've got a supplement called Rise and Shine that you take before and after and it helps the liver get rid of that food hangover.
So less of your hangover.
Yeah.
Sweet or savoury?
A little bit greedy, kind of... Sweetie savoury.
Bit of both.
I'm kind of like thinking, cranberry on like turkey.
I could go from like a hot baguette with butter, salted butter,
yeah,
where it's just like, I mean, that's porn. to a Ben and Jerry's cookie dough.
Well, this is it. I always have to finish strong. That's why I brought out my protein with this, like, because you know when people go, oh, have a slice of dark chocolate.
Oh, fuck off.
Oh, fuck off. No, so my protein tastes of Dairy Milk. And the people go, oh, it's too sweet for me. I'm like, oh, fuck off and have a handful of nuts.
I don't think it's sweet.
And I know, because we've got chav palates, clearly. I see, like, liquid one bar, please. You know, I know.
How did we not lose teeth?
I have no idea. That they were like...
How did we not lose teeth?
I mean, they
fillings.
Like...
I understand losing fillings, but how did the teeth stay in our head?
I have no idea.
Wham bars.
What were they even made of? What were they even made of?
Something nuclear.
Yeah.
Okay, last question.
Yeah.
Don't let me down here, okay? Don't go all fucking healthy on me.
Okay.
What's your favourite sandwich?
God.
If you're going to have a sandwich.
If you're going to have it, probably. I really like hot, like roast beef, probably... Put from the day before,
yeah,
with loads of butter, mm-hmm, some like salt and everything, with a side of like, and then chucked in the microwave with a side of gravy as well, and then I just mop it up. Basically, it's leftovers.
Leftovers
roasted in it, but in a massive bread with butter, salt, yeah.
Salt, bread and butter, the Holy Trinity.
Holy Trinity with beef.
Okay.
With beef.
Delaney Taylor, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me again. Yes, I love it here.
And that's a wrap for this week. Thanks for listening. I'm back on Monday with a new guest, so make sure you tune in. Until then, I'm glad we had this chat. New episodes are available every Monday and Wednesday. Follow or subscribe now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Glad We Had This Chat is produced by Wall to Wall Media.